This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
But first, help me welcome to the program Indrina Tay. She is a research librarian at Monticello and project manager for the Thomas Jefferson's Libraries Project. Indrina, how are you?
I'm good, Coy. Thanks for having me on your show.
Absolutely. We have very exciting news that Monticello recently announced that thanks to, a year and a half of research and exploring, that you have found some of the original books that belong to Thomas Jefferson when he retired. Tell us first about what books are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about a group of 74 books, which is about 28 titles that have been identified at in the libraries of Washington University in St. Louis. So the mixture of books, there are architecture books in there. There are lots of classics in there, which Jefferson read during his retirement.
So we're talking with Indrina Tay of Monticello. So he gave about 6,700 books, or I should say sold, after the War of 1812, when Washington was burned. He sold his library to create what would become the Library of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's correct. Then
he started rebuilding his library, right?
Right, almost right away, even as the last wagon of books were bringing his library to Washington, D.C., he was already, busy ordering books.
And so it's among these books, that second library of Jefferson, that you have found some of the books. Tell us how you tracked them down and how we know they are original Jefferson books that he had at Monticello.
Sure, I'll be happy to do that. So as you mentioned, one of my projects is to build this publicly accessible Jefferson's, a publicly accessible inventory of Jefferson's libraries. And it's really, an inventory of books that he owned, he desired to own, or recommended to others. So as part of this project, I've been focusing in on the retirement library for about the last 18 months. And we know that this last library had some 1,600 books when he died on July 4th, 1826. And Jefferson died in debt. So over 2.5 years later, in February of 1829, his library was sold at auction in Washington, D.C. to satisfy his creditors. So I knew through my research that Jefferson's granddaughter, her name is Ellen Wales Coolidge, and her husband Joseph were very interested in the Jefferson books that were being offered for sale. And Ellen had lived at Monticello from age 13 to 28 with her siblings, and she was schooled and tutored by her mother, Martha Jefferson Randolph, and her grandfather, Thomas Jefferson, and had become proficient in French, Latin, Greek, and other languages. So it's important to understand that Jefferson's books were books she was familiar with and had used as part of her schooling. So we have a surviving letter from Joseph Coolidge, her husband, to Nicholas Trist, who also married one of Jefferson's other granddaughters, Virginia Jefferson Randolph. He was handling the auction sale in 1829, and that's Trist. And there was a letter from Coolidge to Trist asking that specific books would be purchased from the auction for himself and for Ellen because of particular associations with them. And he supplied a list of books in a form of priority list that they wanted Nicholas to get for them from the sale. So what Nicholas did was, after he got this list, he marked these titles on a copy of the auction catalog, which is owned by Monticello today. So, in effect, we know which books Joseph and Ellen Coolidge wanted. Now, we also have a letter in September 1829 that lists the books that Joseph and Ellen received from Nicholas after the sale. And that corresponds with markings or annotations in another auction catalog that we know about, which is actually in special collections at the University of Virginia. So I knew which books from Jefferson's library had gone to the Coolidges in Boston in 1829, but what we didn't know was where the books were. We had asked the family, they didn't have them, so I pretty much reached a dead end. But at the same time, my colleague here at the Robert H. Smith International Center for Jefferson Studies at Monticello, her name is Ann Lucas Burrell, she is putting the final touches to a documentary edition of the travel diary of Ellen Wales Coolidge from 1838 to 1839. And by the way, that's being jointly published in October 2011 by Monticello and Massachusetts Historical Society and distributed by University of Virginia Press. Now, so she was editing this diary of Ellen's, and she was also looking for the Library of Joseph and Ellen Coolidge because of the books that Ellen mentioned she was using in her diary. So the breakthrough came on October 20th of last year when Anne was searching Google Books and stumbled across a reference to the family of Joseph and Ellen Coolidge giving 3,000 books, rare and of great value, to Washington University in St. Louis in 1880. And she instantly knew that she had found Joseph and Ellen Coolidge's library.
There you go. So they end up at the Washington University Library in St. Louis.
That's
original
right.
Jefferson books from his retirement library. It is an amazing story of detective work. Indrina Tay is a research librarian and project manager at Monticello for the Thomas Jefferson's Libraries Project. And you can get more information online at monticello.org. Indrina, congratulations.
Thank you.
Exciting.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.